This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and it's time for us to head regional and find out everything that's happening for our LGBTQIA plus communities with the fabulous Chris Stevens-Todd.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. I think we need to jump right into these events so Dean can't press any more buttons.
Yeah, no more buttons.
Let's start off in Spooktacular Bendigo.
Yeah, so this Saturday at the Bendigo Trades Hall on 45th Street, there's going to be the Bendigo Pride Halloween Spooktacular, and it's going to be a fun night. There is Lady Lubricant, Prejazz Jackson, and special guest Karen from Finance, all coming to entertain you, dance, have a few drinks, and just have a great time.
Now, the Bendigo Halloween Pride Spooktacular is always an absolute blast. I went a couple of years ago. It's absolutely fantastic. Everyone gets dressed up and parties, and it's brilliant.
It is, and it's an 18-plus event. I was looking at going, but, you know, I can't have my little one looked after this weekend, so I'll have to miss out, so enjoy it for me.
Well, if you were going to go, what would you dress up as?
Oh, I have a number of different superhero costumes, so I sort of just try and go through them. So maybe Spider-Man this time.
Ooh, oh, nice,
you could do a mashup. If you've got that many costumes, you could do a mashup of all the superheroes and then just become an anti-hero.
An anti-hero, or you're just very own.
Well, like, you are a Taylor Swift fan, so.
Exactly.
One of these days, I reckon, you know, Chris will just come up dressed as Taylor Swift. That's what we'll see. Now, in your hometown of Shepparton, the Silver Rainbow Senior Festival event is happening on Friday.
Yeah, and a part of this, they're launching a new program, part of GV Pride, which is the Silver Rainbow Social Support Group, and that's going to be at the Friar Street Food Store, which I'm really jealous that I'm not at the age that I can go to this because the food there is amazing, and that is 12:30 till 2 tomorrow.
Oh, that's lovely. Good time for silver hair. Nice. No,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, me. I'm
a little bit grey as well, so, what? You know, but it's more than just hair, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we have a large aging population here in Shepparton and the surrounding areas, but it's giving them a chance to get together with people their age to talk about stuff that's affecting them and
have,
you know,
a catch
things
up
that, you know, myself.
What age group is,
you know,
this?
Can't understand.
Directed at?
This is, I believe it was.
I'm looking at the notes. I can't see exactly. I mean, it doesn't say if you're under this age, you can't come. But if you identify as a senior, I think that's a good way to go.
Okay, well, seniors, I guess you get your seniors card at 60. So let's say over 60s.
Yeah, nice way to go. Don't hold us to it. But we're assuming.
Yes.
You don't have to bring your seniors card and check in at the door, though. It's nothing like that.
And looking at the flight, it's age 50 and above.
Oh, there we go.
You can be, friends, allies, or carers.
Oh, there you go. Well, Dean could head there in a couple of years.
Hey, I'm not 50 yet. Calm down.
Now, my favourite place to visit, the Wang. Wangaratta. It's not my favourite place at all. Not the Wang, at least. Wangaratta, what's happening there?
So Wangaratta, there is Rainbow Families, because it's apparently it's Children's Week this week. So Rainbow Families and putting something together for the kids to come together and do lots of different arts and crafts Saturday and Sunday. But in Wangaratta, it's on the Saturday. Benalla's Sunday. And that's 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. and then 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. And I've registered to go to that because I actually happened to be in Wangaratta this Saturday. And
yay!
I was so How great.
Very nice. You know what? There's something else that's happening in Wangaratta on Saturday I thought I'd share with you. The Rainbow Community Angels are going to be there. They're going to be hosting a training session for LGBTQIA plus people and allies who live in and around Wangaratta who would like to basically be trained to be a Rainbow Community Angel and to be able to help support and keep events for our young people in our communities safe. So I've done that before. We're going to add the details into the podcast of this for that. If you head to Rainbow Community Angels on Facebook, you will see the details. You can register your details. They don't give out where it's happening and everything yet, but that is happening this Saturday between 11 and 2. So I'm going to make sure we add that into the podcast as well. But you can find out more by heading to Rainbow Community Angels on Facebook. Look at me trumping you a little bit, Chris.
Look at you go. Oh, dear.
Yeah. I just remembered when we were talking about Wang. I'm like, wait, they're there on Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'm there. My other half's attending the training there, so I'll go to the kids' event and he can learn to be an angel.
Oh, perfect. Gorgeous. No, I love it.
It's a family affair. We'll have the most wonderful weekend and we'll touch base with you in a fortnight.
Yes, it was lovely speaking to you all.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.